Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. The family of a teen stabbed inside a Kansas City, Missouri middle school has filed a wrongful death lawsuit.
The suit filed by the mother of Manny Guzman accuses Kansas City Public Schools of ignoring issues and complaints about metal detectors, along with known threats against her son. It also alleges the district failed to maintain safe school premises, and the inability to keep weapons off school property led to the dangerous conditions that resulted in her son's death.
A new electric vehicle battery factory in Kansas needs so much energy that the state is delaying the retirement of a coal plant to make sure the facility has enough power. The $4 billion Panasonic electric vehicle battery factory located in DeSoto will require between 200 and 250 megawatts of energy to operate. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. 6 million AARP members once served in the U.S. military, and many of the issues AARP focuses on for people 50 and older intersect with the critical needs of veterans, two-thirds of whom are over the age of 50. That's why AARP provides valuable resources to help veterans make informed decisions in their pursuit of health care, jobs, wellness, and other needs that will empower them to live a fulfilling life. AARP focuses on four key areas when it comes to veterans: family caregiving, fighting fraud, securing employment, and connecting to benefits and discounts. To learn more and download free resources, go to aarp.org/veterans. That's aarp.org/veterans.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Michael Bennett of Colorado introduced legislation to increase competition and capacity in the meat processing and rendering industries called the Butcher Block Act, which would create grant and loan opportunities through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to enable small and mid-sized meat and rendering facilities to expand their operations. U.S. Representatives Dusty Johnson of North Dakota and Abigail Spangberger of Virginia introduced similar legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Butcher Block Act would improve competition and capacity in rural areas by authorizing USDA loans and loan guarantees to increase and modernize small and medium meat processing and rendering facilities, include eligibility for cooperatives that are producer-owned and eligible for refinancing, and create a new USDA grant program to expand, diversify, and increase resilience in meat processing and rendering facilities. Joe Newland, the Farm Bureau president, said he applauds Senator Moran's leadership to increase meat processing capacity, as this legislation will help with increasing competition, strengthen the meat supply chain, and create new markets for producers. Governor Kelly recently announced a total of $528,478 has been awarded by the Kansas Department of Commerce to eight entities across the state for projects that will attract and retain employees and build the state workforce through registered apprenticeships. Governor Kelly stated that last year she created the Office of Registered Apprenticeship to dramatically scale up the state's efforts to train Kansas workers with the skills needed to succeed in today's modern economy. She said apprenticeships are a win for both workers and businesses, which is why her administration will continue to invest in them. The Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship received total funding requests of $3.3 million from 16 applicants, and applicants identified a variety of project needs related to registered apprenticeships, such as technical instruction, outreach, staffing partnerships, and administrative costs. Awardees are required to provide a dollar-for-dollar match, and projects must be completed by September 30th of 2024. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said unions, higher education partners, and other economic development groups have accepted the challenge to modernize the registered apprenticeship ecosystem, and the benefits will be felt throughout the economy, with Kansas workers and their families being the biggest winners. Jeff Pendergrass, the small game specialist with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, reported that hunting is a big deal both recreationally and economically for Kansas, with about, on average, $146 of economic activity per pheasant harvested. He said last year, hunters in Kansas bagged an estimated 258,000 pheasants, with approximately $37 million worth of economic activity around wild pheasant hunting, though this year the pheasant estimates are lower, as the possibilities with pheasant seasons breaks down to a simple boom or bust, and for this year, it's certainly not a boom. The drought of 2022 affected their nesting grounds and their cover, so it made it a little harder for their chicks to survive throughout the summer, though the weather is not the only factor for low pheasant yield this year. A difference in CRP acres, or Conservation Reserve Program acres, has become much more impactful to game recently. In 2007, there was approximately 3.2 million acres of CRP, and as of now, it's about 1.7 million, so a significant percent of CRP acres has been lost. There are mixed opinions about the possible economic impact for this year's pheasant season, and the best advice for this year's hunting season is to bring extra patience and try to manage your expectations ahead of time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
One poacher in Kansas has paid a hefty price, $1,500 and their rifle, for a felled mule deer that they told game wardens was just a coyote. Game wardens with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks reported that on December 5, 2022, game warden Jake Brook was called to a rural area of Graham County with reports of a rifle shot nearby from a landowner, and warden Brook said the rifle had been shot close to the landowner's home near sundown. The investigation led wildlife officials to a hunter who claimed to have only felled a coyote on the landowner's property from the road, and after a brief discussion, the hunter drove off. After this, the landowner again contacted Warden Brook, who arrived at the property with canine Creed. And once the pair arrived at the property, wildlife officials said Creed quickly found a .243 shell casing along the road, and a freshly killed mule deer was then found in an adjoining field. On Wednesday, October 4th, game warden said the case was settled in court, where the poacher pled guilty to hunting without written permission and taking a deer without a permit, paying $1,500 in fines and forfeiting the rifle used to poach the deer. According to a report released on Tuesday by the State Child Death Review Board of Kansas, child deaths hit a record low in 2021. The annual report analyzed the deaths of Kansas children that occurred in 2021, which is the most recent year data was available, and the report showed Kansas had 349 child fatalities in 2021, down from 365 in 2020, and the overall child death rate in 2021 was 49.6 deaths per 100,000 population, both the lowest number and rate of death since the board was created in 1994. Sarah Hortenstein, the board's executive director, stated in a news release that within the 3 decades that the State Child Death Review Board has been in existence, more than 12,000 deaths of Kansas children have been examined. She said the data provided in the report is critical to their understanding of why children are dying, as they know that behind each of these statistics are the stories of children who lost their lives too soon, families who are still grieving, and communities that will be impacted forever. So they must learn from these difficult circumstances and take action to prevent further deaths of Kansas children. The report showed deaths due to natural causes have declined in the last 5 years, and in 2021, over 100 fewer children died from natural causes compared to 2018. However, despite the overall number of child deaths decreasing, child homicides and drug-related deaths have increased. In 2021, 32 children died from homicide compared to 22 in 2020, an increase of 45%, and drug-related deaths increased significantly in the past 2 years, with no children dying in 2017, 2018, or 2019 from fentanyl, and 20 kids dying from fentanyl overdoses in 2020 and 2021. To read the full report, you can visit the Attorney General's Office website at ag.ks.gov. October is National Pet Wellness Month, and K-State veterinarian Susan Nelson is sharing some tips to foster a healthy lifestyle for furry family members. Nelson shared these tips for pet owners that include to schedule regular checkups with your veterinarian to monitor your pet's health and catch any potential issues early, provide a balanced, nutritious diet appropriate for your pet's age, size, activity level, and breed to help them maintain a healthy weight and manage overall well-being. Keep your snacks to a minimum and utilize low-calorie options. Engage your pet in regular exercise and mental activities to keep them physically and mentally fit. Stay up to date with vaccinations and preventative treatments to protect your pet from diseases and parasites. Maintain proper grooming and hygiene practices to ensure your pet's coat, teeth, and overall cleanliness are in good condition. And have a to-go bag packed and ready in case of an emergency evacuation with an adequate amount of food, water, and medication. Graveside memorial services for Ann Cowton, 100 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, October 7th, in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Public Library or the First United Methodist Church of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
At New Age Industrial, we take great pride in our aluminum products by designing and manufacturing cutting-edge equipment for a variety of industries while maintaining the highest level of customer service. We're a global aluminum extruder and fabricator and one of the area's largest employers. Not only do we take great pride in our products, but we're also proud supporters of the area's students and athletes. We'll be cheering them on all season long. To learn more, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A new report says farmers in the developing world are not the only ones trying to cope with reductions in productivity growth rates. Gary Crawford has the details.
During the 90s and early 2000s, the world's farmers were able to boost TFP productivity. That's productivity from things other than expanding acreage. They were able to expand it by a pretty good 1.7% average yearly rate. But a new report says,
unfortunately, during 2011 to 2021, average annual global TFP growth fell to 1.14%, ending two decades of robust growth and falling well below our gap index target.
The report's editor, Dr. Tom Thompson with Virginia Tech University, says this decline is not just happening in the developing world. In fact,
average TFP growth in the United States has dropped markedly from 1.49% annually during the 1990s to slightly negative during 2011 to 2021.
No growth at all. So Thompson says that while boosting food production in developing countries is a priority, there's no doubt that productivity growth
must be revitalized in the United States.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is celebrating its many successful efforts to prevent African swine fever from reaching the United States. In honor of ASF Action Week, APHIS is recognizing the continuing efforts to prevent the deadly swine disease from reaching the shores of the U.S. USDA's Dr. Rosemary Sifford said the U.S. has always had a system of interlocking safeguards in place to protect against foreign animal diseases. However, the spread of ASF, she says, abroad, made us review and strengthen our protections. And you are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture
Over
Network.
The past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Things look mostly fair across our state today, but we do have another cold front dropping through from the northern plains with a batch of cooler air coming in behind it. Still fairly warm today for most areas, but it'll be noticeably cooler tomorrow. Dry air is over the central plains for now, although we do have some cloud cover and a few light showers possible as that cooler air moves in and condenses what moist air there is. There's a chance we could drop below freezing Friday night into early Saturday in the northwest and north central counties. On the map heading into the afternoon, a cold front is moving through central Kansas, ushering in cooler air. Temperatures will stay in the low to mid 70s in the western and northern counties, with the 80s sticking around in the eastern and southern areas. With the cooler air, we will see some cloud cover in our northern counties, along with a few light showers overnight in north central and northeastern Kansas. Friday will be quite a bit cooler. Secondary frontal boundary will enter our northern counties early in the day, starting off with a few showers and some cloud cover, but sunny in the central and southern counties. Things clear out by midday with sunshine expected statewide. High pressure will settle in for the upcoming weekend. Low rain chances and low cloud cover and plenty of sunshine will start warming things up pretty quickly. The 70s are back in the western counties on Saturday with 60s in the east, and our warming trend continues on Sunday with fair weather. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 70s with low 40s overnight. Low to mid 70s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 40s. Upper 70s to around 80 northeast, and tonight mid 40s. Southwest, mid 70s with low 40s overnight. South central, upper 70s to low 80s today with upper 40s and low 50s for the overnight. Low 80s in the southeast this afternoon, and tonight we're in the low 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.